How did you in the prayers of the Shachris Mincha Maariv, Maariv Shachris Mincha Purim? Okay, Seder Tfilat Purim Taf Reish Tzadik Gimel. Achar Kriat Megillah Be'Arvi, after Maariv, okay, we right after Shmona Esra we lay in the Megillah, and then we say Ve'Atak Kadosh Shodi Yaseh, like in Motzei Shabbat, just without the Vehi Noam, we start right away. Ata Kadosh, right? Yeah, and afterwards you do Abdallah. You go home, you do Abdallah, yeah? If it's Motzei Shabbat. If it's Motzei Shabbat, you do afterwards Abdallah. This year it's not Motzei Shabbat. So we do Maariv, right afterwards, right after Shmona Esra, we do the Megillah. Afterwards we say Ata Kadosh. And then Olein Meshavach, and then we go home. It says in the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, now Bet. Omer al anisim balayla bayom. We have to remember to say al anisim in Shmona Esra at night and in day. Okay? Also ma'ariv, also shachrit, also mincha. Im lo amaro, em machzirim oto. And if a person did not say, forgot, lo nora, next year.
Katamazon
also, yeah. And you don't say, if you keep your daled on Thursday, you don't say on the 15th. If you keep the 15th, you don't say on the 14th. Whatever you keep, that's when you say that, Anisim. Yeah, so those who are going to keep the 15th in Yerushalayim, they say only on the 15th, they don't say the 14th. Those who keep the 14th outside of Yerushalayim, they say Anisim only on the 14th, not on the 15th.
Let's say you go to Benin Chakra, visit, you make Mincha there, so
he doesn't say Anisim.
Could you say that again, please? You say,
you say in all the Shmona Esra, Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha, and Birkat Hamazon, after eating the bread. But you only say it on the Purim that you're keeping. If you're keeping on the 14th of Adar the Purim, you only say on the 14th. You do not say it afterwards on the 15th. And if you're keeping on the 15th of Adar the Purim, so you do not say it on the 14th. Is that clear? So, and if he did not say it, he forgot. He does not have to return. Gimel. En korin bo halel ve'en noflim al pneim. Ruben, תחבר את האורפו. Turn off the lights. I can't, it's bothering me too. שכוח. En korin bo halel ve'en noflim al pneim. We don't say halel on Purim, and we do not fall on our face, meaning we don't do tachanun. ואין אומרים למנצח ולך הפעם, we don't say למנצח, באשר ולציון, we don't say למנצח between, and we don't say ולך הפעם, when we take out the Sefer Torah, there's a few psukim over there that we don't say that. We just, straight away, we give Vayivin Sa'ar on.
Like on Shabbos. 14
and 15? Yeah. Well, and the fast day too? No. And the fast day, only in Mincha, there's no Tachanun. There's Slichas in the fast day. Say slichas in the morning. Dalet motziim sefer Torah on Purim. We take out a sefer Torah in the morning. Ve'korim beparashat vayavo Amalek. And we read parasha vayavo Amalek. This is a fight that they had. That Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain. He was praying, and Yeshua went to fight Amalek. We read those psukim. But there's only, the problem is, it says here that there's only 9 psukim, and we know that the minimum that we read, usually, is 10 psukim. Therefore, he says here that the Shulchan Aruch passings that we read, the last pasuk twice. But Ashkenazi say no. We just read 9 psukim. Usually you write 10 psukim, but here you read 9 psukim. Okay, so then, after we read the Torah, we read the Megillah. And after we read the Megillah, we say Asher Baletzion. And if there's a bris on Purim, we said already, the bris, we passing that we do the bris before reading the Megillah. After the Torah, we do Brit Milah, and then right away the Megillah. The Pri Chadash, he writes, the Megillah comes first. So what do you do, Lemaise? I don't know, it doesn't say what you do, Lemaise.
That's a singular opinion.
No, but he says that also the Bela Gros says this. Maybe the Ramah is a singular opinion.
You usually go by the majority.
Who says the Ramah is the majority? The Ramah said one thing, and he said that, so who's it? Okay. I think the Maestri, they do bris only after the Megillah. Let's see what it says here. Tafresh Tzadik Gimel, here, right here. Here. Yeah. The minhag is like the Ramah. He says here that we do the bris before Kriyat HaMegillah, after we read the Torah, before reading the Megillah.
That's Mishnah Berurah.
The Shemot doesn't, he just says that the Prichadash says this. Doesn't say, no, what am I reading here?
Yeah.
It's Piskei Teshuva. Who does it say it from? Chaya Adam passes like this.
Chaya Adam
says
it from that. What the
Yahu says? Bring more sources. Yeah. The Bet Yosef says, the Bet Yosef he passes, and the Yalkut Yosef also says, the Minag Sfaradim is you do it after the Shabbos B'chah. For the Sfaradim, you'll do it after Shachar is complete.
That way you don't get into a yes, no, here or there.
Okay. Anyways, if the bris is not in shul, obviously you do it after shul. Whatever the bris is going to be. The thing is, if the bris is in shul, then you should do it then. In shul at that time, then, right? At time davening, then you should do it then. Between the Parashkenazim, between the laying the Megillah and laying the Torah. After laying the Torah, before laying the Megillah. But if the baby is not here, so obviously continue and wait till the baby comes and do it later. Yeah, it's not what I'm talking about. So if the baby's already here and they're planning on doing it, so instead.
Tanit Esther, would you have a suitor?
In the evening. Breaking the fast.
For the bris?
Yeah, you could do the bris in the morning early by nights and then the suitor at night. It's called the Suda Rebis. If the father of the baby is there, it's the Suda Rebis. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes by.
I have a question about this year. Somebody's going to be out of town on the 14th. The fast day is the 13th. They break the fast and then read the Megillah?
No.
Read the Megillah?
Read the Megillah.
Tomorrow, read the Megillah and then break the fast?
Yeah, still 30 days before.
Oh, yeah?
You weren't here. We learned this. It's within Shulchan Aruch. By the way, regarding Avel, we learned already. Oh, maybe we didn't learn it. An Avel, someone is in the year on his parents, or in 30 days on the other relatives, he's not allowed to receive Shalach Manes at all. He's allowed to give one. Yeah, that's all. Unless he's the only one around, then you're the only one around, so then you're allowed to give to each other. Of course you have to give. By the way, Minag HaBaal Shem Tov, on Purim to daven nets. It's one of the days that Bashanda was very makpid daven nets. Then in Shavuot and also on Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach also is one of the days that Bashanda was makpid daven nets, but Purim was one of the days. So very chashuv, make an effort, daven nets. Anyways, in Breslev, the minhag is that at night we get up chatzot, and if not chatzot, so later, but early, and do ibodut at night before davening, for the mikveh early, especially if you're keeping your shalayim. This year is very tough, anyways, because it's a Friday. Shabbos comes in at 5 o'clock, or whatever, 8 minutes after 5, light candles already. So it's tough. And anyways, you should do netz minyan if you're able to. And then bring it ready to shul one shalach manes that you have, and give it to your friend next to you. Your yaitzi already thing, bring matanas to Evyoni and give it to whoever you know next to you that needs. So, your charity. Afterwards, you can give shachmanis to all the neighbors and whatever your wife wants. But the ma'aseh, halacha, your yotzer. Good. Seder? Take the shul, shachmanis, yalla. You did the mitzvah right after in the morning. Anyways, the people in the shul, you can give them shachmanis, right? Usually, you're in the shul that you know people.
Should you give an anonymous
what?
No.
I told
this guy to give it to that guy over there.
Ah, there's an Indian of Becky Shaliach, there's another mitzvah. Because also Matana, it says Mishloach Manot. And to send the Manot, usually you do it through a Shaliach. So, there's an Indian like that. So, Lo Chayav. You could stand next to two people and you tell them, give him. So, yes. Lo Chayav, lo Zahidi. I saw that people were Makpid.
I think you're supposed to give somebody, but it's not a thing where it's stuck out there, it's good to be hidden. Shlach Manot is a gift from one person.
Yeah. Oh, it's not supposed to be announced at all. It's supposed to be given knowing who it's from.
Yeah.
That's the Olinian. Because it says in Gemara on Shabbos, we learned it, that regarding...
You just put your name on it.
Put your name on that, or you could tell someone, tell him it's from me. It gives the whole idea, to get closeness in the heart, you know? You don't know who it's from, so... And okay.
What's the amount to give to
Tanim?
Yeah.
Minimum of 30 agrot to Nani.
30
agrot to Nani. 2 anim. 60 agrot. You get.
The wife has to give also.
Yes. Shekel 20. Whoa. What are you gonna do? That's a minimum. No one should give minimum. Yeah. Chas v'shalom. Give more than minimum. Okay.
How much are you supposed to give?
30 agorot. Twice. Four times. Twice for you, two for you. But don't forget that the Rambam says that you should give more, spend more money on matanot le'evyonim, on giving gifts to the aniim, than you spend on your meal and on your shalach manis. People spend hundreds of thousands of shekels on their meal and on their shalach manis. And for the aniim, they give 100 shekels. That's fair.
Absolutely not.
That's fair. Give the Ani 1,000 shekel and spend 300 shekels on the meal. No, that's the way.
The Shlach Manot, a lot of people make mistakes these past few years and they give fancy vase and a fine thing that you can't eat it. Shlach Manot is something you're supposed to eat. It's manot of food. It has to be at least 2 brachot of food.
2 cooked items that can be
not candy and it's not whiskey.
But Yaakov, if someone can get the shalach manis, sometimes it doesn't have to be 2 brachot. Sometimes even if you have 2 types of chicken which are cooked differently, it's called 2 manot.
Okay, but it's still something you can eat.
Yeah, it has to be edible.
It's food.
Food.
And not candy,
not
is not
candy,
food.
Not food.
Okay? And whiskey is not...
it's not a drink either, I don't know what it is.
There are people who say you shouldn't make a bachan whiskey, but it's a mazik.
Okay? Yeah. So... you want to learn Shalach Manas? Yeah, we'll learn Shalach Manas in a second. Din, first we'll learn Ma'ot Purim Laniim. Kol Adam, it says here, it says in the Gemara, I think, right? Yeah. In Megillah, Daf Zayin. Kol Adam, Chayav, Kol Adam, Yiten Lefachot, Shtei Manot, Shnei Aniim. Each person needs to give on Purim at least 2 gifts to 2 poor people. Some say, שיש לי 10 קודם פורים מחצית על זה, תרגום את זה במקום את הזמן. זה חמאס את השקע שהיו נותנים באדם, מחר שלוש מפתו תרומה, פה אליי, תן 3. ויש לי תנו בלב פורים. קודם יש לי פעמים איכה, וכל מיני את האלו, ויש לי 3 חצאי גדולים, את האלו, כי הם מטבע שם חצי לבי וזון, ואת הסטרייך. טוב, בקיצור, כן, יפה מאוד. So according to Ashkenazi, there's a minhag to give Zecher lema chatzit a shekel 3 times half a shekel. And it's machlok between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, is it goes by the half a shekel which is now in your state where you live, like in Israel half a shekel, in America half a dollar, in Europe half a euro, or to give how much half a shekel of silver which was worth the time of Beis Hamikdash, which is about 25 shekels today, a half. One half?
The opinion is between 20 shekel and 40 agorot. to 25 shekels.
Okay, the most will be 25, right?
Because Rav Leo says plus mom, which is brings to 25.
So the minhag to give three times that amount, because in the pasuk it says three times the word tchuma. So the minhag to give three times. So Ashkenazi is very easy. You take 3 half shekels, and right before mincha and erev Purim, that's when you give. You give it to Pushka or to people who need or to whatever. Okay. According to Sfaradim, you give 25 times, at least, the most will be 25 times 3.
25.
Yeah. 25
times what?
3. Oh. It's not a chiyuv, it's a minhag, and it's zecher to machzit ha-shekel. You're supposed to say zecher machzit ha-shekel, and not machzit ha-shekel. It's also a halachic problem to say machzit ha-shekel, because making it a hegdesh, people are using it for other things, and the kids are like, yeah, you remember to say zecher machzit ha-shekel. It's only a to remind us of machzit ha-shekel, and you're supposed to give for also people in your family over 20 years old. It's a minhag. It's a minhag. It's not a chovah. It's a good thing to do. People do it. Even Ashkenazim, usually most people give a lot more than that. And usually in the pushka, whatever it's stuck a thing, there's a thing of 3 half shekels are glued together with sellotape. And you take your, you want to give 100 shekels, you put 100 shekels, you take that 3 halves. And you say, Zechem, what's the shekel? And you drop that in. But you leave also the 100 shekels there. Okay, a lot of times I saw the most of the time I saw that people give a lot more than half a shekel. And there's a box also full of halves. And I saw in the breast of shul, one of the diamond ones, box full of thousands of halves. And you come with 100 shekels, you want to give only halves, so you make a change of 100 shekels of only halves, and you give all the halves into the pushka. That would be not game. Break it back. Kitzel, minagim. Yeah.
Did you say you're supposed to give money to your children?
To your children? No, I didn't say that.
No, so you're supposed to give money on behalf of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, if they're adults, they can give themselves.
Okay.
You don't give your children, they're adults.
Kids come around with their hands out.
That's something else. You give them 10 agarot.
Okay,
yeah, carry 10 agarot with you, give them all. Of course, make them happy.
I've never seen one happy guy.
A kid?
Oh, a kid.
He said kids go around.
Kids go around.
I don't like that thing. I don't let my kids go around. I think it's not the... That's chinuchi. What are you collecting?
I always tell the kids to get a job.
It's not to get a job. It's not 30. 10-year-old, 12-year-old.
Why not?
They
could sweep. Anybody can sweep. You live in a dirty neighborhood. Nobody sleeps in. Really? You walk down to Mayor Shireen, you walk from here on that street, it's filthy.
It's filthy, you're right.
Do you have books for poor people here?
What?
For poor people.
In the yeshiva? Maybe there's a guy by Achari, I don't know how it works. There's a guy, Alon Ave, that I know he takes care of these things. Alon Ave, you know Alon, on the internet. On the internet. Yeah, he works on the internet for years already. You know who he is. You go there, you'll see him alone. I think he is the same. Okay. Okay. Right. Some places, the rabbis told them to give also the goyim that they collect and put. If neder kei shalom, you live in a place where... Also, Goyim, you give all the Jews, and the guy will stand there on the side. So, collecting, you give him something. It's not an avera.
You can pay off.
Okay. If there's no anim, I was in a situation where I had no anim where I was. There's no anim. There was Goyim over there, with no Jewish anim. I didn't know what to do. So there's two things. Either you call someone if you're able, if you have a phone, you call someone and you say, "Give for me, and I'll pay you back later," or you give, you put it aside, and after pulling, when you get to find an anim, so you give them. There's some neighbors like that, right? There's some neighbors like that, you go and there's no anim. There's places like that. There's certain yeshuv, I won't mention the name over here, which they before you come into the yeshuv, they want to see your bank as the Ovel Vashav. They don't want poor people in their yeshuv. It's disgusting, it's midas goy mamash.
They want poor people?
They don't want any poor people in their neighborhood. Wow. It's disgusting. It's how much meat has been.
It's shabby.
How much meat has been?
Betal, Betal, they see you. If you have minus, you go into Betal. If you have plus, I don't know if you go in there. I don't know. So,
just the honor of being the poorest Jewish community in the country.
Okay. So, now the laws of. So, not today.
Places like Betal and the Shemesh, they're considered Jewish land?
No. Yeah. Not Jerusalem.